Well, the next phase of the vaccine rollout begins here from Monday. The over 70s are in that group, as are workers in high-risk occupations and Indigenous people over 55. Also included are people with a number of specified health conditions, as Samantha Donovan reports.
Brisbane woman Samantha Moss has a number of chronic health problems, so getting COVID is the last thing she needs.
I have a rare bone disease. So basically, my bones will just pathologically fracture and tend to not mend. So I have widespread fractures throughout my body. On top of that, I have rheumatoid arthritis as well. And I also have a permanent colostomy. So there's a couple of things, a few things that I need to manage on a daily basis.
She's looking forward to getting her COVID vaccine next Tuesday.
Really important. I think, any kind of virus poses a threat to somebody with chronic illness, I mean, even the flu does. But with something like COVID, which is so unknown and, has so many consequences in terms of being able to get out and about and the way it spreads, etc., it's really important that we are protected.
You mentioned that with the medical problems you struggle with, you don't get out a lot. Has COVID worsened that for you? Has it made it harder to get out?
People would probably think I live a lockdown life anyway, so there was a sense where life didn't change a lot. I was already very used to ordering online shopping and shopping online for all kinds of things and being quite content with what I do at home. But yes, it did make a difference in that there would have been, occasions. My husband's my full-time carer and he would have taken me out for just a coffee maybe somewhere and those sort of things on the occasions when I'm able to do that. So things like that we just haven't done. So once we're vaccinated, then I'll feel a lot more confident to do those things again.
Samantha Moss was lucky enough to get a vaccine appointment at a doctor's surgery she doesn't usually attend and didn't have any problems with the process.
Just so fast, I was really impressed. And then I was hearing all these other stories about it being so difficult for people, and I honestly expected it would have been like that, but it wasn't. So that's just my experience.
Another group eligible to get the COVID vaccine under Phase 1B is organ transplant recipients. Retired doctor Trevor Mudge is among them.
Most of us, if not all of us, have to take drugs which suppress our immune systems so that our own bodies don't attack the transplanted organ. So that all of us who've had a kidney transplant and many other transplants are on what's called immunosuppressive drugs, which reduces our body's capacity to fight viruses and bacterial infections.
So, Dr. Mudge, what precautions have you had to take during the pandemic to make sure that you didn't get the infection?
I've been a bit of a homebody for the last 12 months, and we haven't been out into public places very frequently in that time because of the extra risk that we've running. So the vaccine is going to be really a vital piece of equipment for all of us as transplant recipients, and we've all been very much looking forward to the capacity which it will bring for us to be socially more able, more to circulate socially than we have been for 12 months.
Dr. Mudge, have you managed to get an appointment as yet?
Yes, I have an appointment for about 2 weeks' time, I think. And what a day, what a great day that will be. And to actually have a vaccine up and working within or just after 12 months of, since this virus has been discovered is a tribute to the hard work that so many medical and laboratory people have put in.
And as a doctor, do you have any concerns about side effects or any other issues as you get the vaccine?
No, not at all. The whole world's population is going to have to be vaccinated if we are to win the war against this particularly nasty virus.
Kidney transplant recipient Dr. Trevor Mudge ending Samantha Donovan's report.